Well, all right, everyone. Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most. I am Lady Diva here this evening with a returning guest, Billboard emerging artist Clayton Morgan. Are you with me tonight, Clayton?
I'm here, Lady Diva. How are you?
All right. All right. Tell us where you're calling from, Clayton.
I'm calling from Dallas, Texas, baby.
All right, all right. All right, Dallas, Texas fans. You know, my guest line number is free. You can call in at 657-383-0771 and speak with the emerging artist, Clayton Morgan, from Dallas, Texas. Tell briefly about yourself. Now, you have told a little bit about yourself when you're on my show. Earlier this year, in August of 2018, you want to tell a little bit more about yourself and how you came into the music industry, Clayton?
Okay, well, I started in music when I was young as a child. My father, he's a member of the Four Sonics from Detroit, Michigan, and they're a quartet that started in Detroit in the late 1960s to the early, well, he was a part of the group from the late 60s to the early 70s, and they had a few hits, a song called You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, which is a remake by the late and great Dusty Springfield, and they performed at the Apollo Theater and had other records, and so that's kind of like my pedigree there, but from there I went on as a child. It was just in me just because of my dad being an entertainer, and that was a part of what I wanted to do, and, you know, the apple was like fell from the tree, and here I am today. I kind of got away from music a little bit because of just life and working and trying to do education and that type of thing and in the business world. But I always wanted to come back to music because it was a passion of mine that I loved as a child and growing up in high school and choir and in drama and theater, that type of thing. And so here I am. It's really come back full circle because it's what I've always wanted to do, and it was, I feel like it's my calling.
All right, and thank you for that information, Clayton. Now, your Bobby Daniels?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Your father, Eddie Daniels?
My father is Eddie Daniels, yes.
Now, he sung in the Four Sonics, correct?
The Four Sonics, yes.
Yeah. He was in the Four Sonics for how long?
I know that his part of the group was from the late 1960s to, I believe, some part of the early 1970s. The group still went on. There were, like, different changes as far as, like, the lineup of the members. He actually left the group because of management. I guess they had kind of, like, bad management and were mismanaged. So he really became, like, a regular blue-collar worker working for General Motors. You know, we're from Detroit, so the big three, Ford, Chrysler and GM. He worked on the assembly line in Hamtramck, Michigan, and but he still continued with his love of music and still singing and that type of thing. So yeah, that's where I definitely get it from. It's from, you know, my dad and being a child and just loving music.
All right, and thank you for coming along, and thank you for coming on to my show.
Thank you for having
me. You're welcome. I love your music ever since Taste for Love. Let's talk about this new single, The Beat is Calling. How'd you come up with the title of that song, huh? Something moved you, didn't it?
Yeah, The Beat is Calling Me. I mean, the title says a lot. It's like... you know, you hear something, you hear a record, and it's like, you know, if you're just like anywhere, if like you're at a club or something like that, and you hear a song, it's like, that's my jam. You know, it's the beat of the record, and it's like people just start gravitating towards the dance floor.
Right.
That kind of was like the idea behind this song. And Michael Williams with Platinum Keys Production or Recordings out of Lansing, Michigan, produced this record. And it's just a fun record, a dance record. And he produced the beat, and I wrote the lyrics. And it's just really about having a good time and having a good time on the dance floor, moving your body, and the beat is calling me. You feel that beat, and it's like you want to move your feet.
Right, right, right. So I would like to spin this single tonight. Is there anything
okay.
you want else to say about this track here?
So, I don't know if you had the remixes or not, because I have the one that's currently released is the original mix, but also there are a couple of remixes that we put out on this record as well. One is the one that's the first release of The Beat Is Calling Me is more of kind of like a mixture of like a future house or electro house type of vibe, and then the other two, the remixes, they're one is more like a tropical type of vibe, and then there's a soulful deep house type of vibe, which I love that one. The deep house soulful version was produced by Marvin DJ Extreme, who produced The Taste for Love.
Oh, wow.
Deep House track that went number one on iTunes Canada. So I'm very excited about that with those remixes coming out. It's just a great time right now.
Well, I have the original, the radio, original radio track. So I will play that one, and we'll give our listeners out there more information on this single. Stay tuned, everyone.
Okay.
We'll be right back. All right, everyone. That is The Beat is Calling by Clayton Morgan. Clayton, you got to give us your website information again and any social sites for all of us to follow you up on, please.
Okay, so my website is claytonmorgan.com. My Facebook is Clayton Morgan Music. My Instagram is Clayton Morgan Music. And then Twitter is Clay Morgan Music.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, do you have any other new music that's coming along that we should be surprised about again?
Well, right now there are going to be some remixes coming out for that one that you just played. And actually, you know what? That actually is going to actually release tomorrow on the 15th.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming out. So there's a couple of remixes for The Beat is Calling Me that'll be released tomorrow. And then right now that's all for current releases right now, but I do have a live performance that is scheduled to come up next year in February 21st at the Curtain Club in Dallas, Texas. So my first live performance, I'm very excited about that, and I can't wait to get out there and perform my music. Yeah, so very exciting, very happy about getting the show booked, and there will be other shows coming up. I'm working with another booking agency that are working on shows for me, so this is just the first one that I have a date confirmed for February 21st, but there will be more, and definitely more music. I think there will be a new single that's going to be released in February, right before the first performance. So that will be part of the live show set as well.
Okay. All right. All right. That is nice. So this live performance, which has been scheduled, will it be listed on your website online?
Actually, right now I have it listed on my Facebook. I'm getting ready to actually post it. It will be on my website here shortly. I just actually got the date the other day, this week, the other day. So I just went ahead and I posted that event on my page at Clayton Morgan Music on
All
Facebook.
Right.
And, definitely it will. I will get that out there here sometime shortly. Most likely this weekend sometime I'll get that. All the other sites and everything updated with that event information.
All right. So how does it feel having the song Taste for Love reaching the high charts on that single, and also The Beat is Calling Me has already reached the high? How do you feel about that, huh?
You know, I was really, really speechless. Taste for Love, the first single, the Deep House remix, which was produced by Marvin DJ Extreme Harrison. He produced Taste for Love, that remix, and it went number one on iTunes Canada, the electronic chart, in September. And it was unexpected. I got an email from Michael Stover, and you know, it's so funny because when I checked email, it probably was like 4 hours later, like from when he had sent me the email, right? So I'm like, what? It's number one, and he was like, yeah, and I'm like, well, where do I find it? How do I, you know, because you know, in the United States, you have to change, it's on iTunes. When you go online on iTunes, you have to change like the territory and all that other kind of stuff to see where other charts in the world are, because it's automatically defaults to the United States. So
yeah,
I'm like, is it still number one? Is it still? He was like, yeah, it's still number one. So I'm like going out there and I found it, and it was like amazing. It was like I can't describe it. I can't put it into words. I was just like, wow. And then this current single, The Beat Is Calling Me, it went number one on the same chart in Canada, on an electronics chart, a week after it was released. So, yeah, I was like, wow. I wasn't expecting it to... I just wasn't expecting it, you know, either time. So both times that I found out about it, it was a very welcome surprise, and I was very happy about it and very thankful about going number one. I mean, because everybody can't do it, you know what I'm saying? It's not that, you know, so many people out there, when you think about people going number one and all that kind of stuff. I was like, wow, I did it. The first time was like, wow. The second time was like, wow.
Well, congratulations.
You know, the first time was like, wow. The second time was like, what?
You got a double whammy.
A double whammy, yeah.
Congratulations.
But, I'm so thankful. Thank you so much. I'm just so grateful and so I'm just grateful.
I never expected
it.
All right. Well, I'm glad you came back on my show. Hopefully, after you get done running around doing all those live performances, you'll be able to have time to come back on my show with your next new music project. Now, would you like
absolutely.
To give a shout out? Give a shout out to those that are supporting you now on your music journey.
I do. First, I want to give a shout out to Michael Stover at MTS Management for just being the man. For just being supportive and just everything. I mean, I can't even describe. I can't even describe how I feel about what he's done. I mean, as far as, you know, him doing everything that he's done for me and what he does. I mean, he's so passionate about the artists that he works with, and I'm just so grateful, and I feel so blessed to be a part of his working with him, you know, and being a part of what he does.
Yeah.
I want to thank him, and I also want to thank the producers that have worked on the music with me. I want to thank Marvin DJ Extreme for working on and doing the remix on Taste for Love, the Deep House remix that went number one in Canada on iTunes chart. And I want to thank Michael Williams with Platinum Keys Recordings for working on The Beat Is Calling Me, the current single that went number one on the iTunes Canada chart. So, and just other people, my vocal coach, my artist development, my vocal coach, Shelly, my Zabretta Johnson, who works with School and Talent, for just helping me do everything that makes me successful as an artist. So I couldn't do it without all these people, and I'm in debt to them, and I really thank them for all that they've done for me. And I just hope that, you know, we continue to do everything that we do. And hey, we'll see. At 2019, I'm looking for bigger and better things in 2019.
Well, all right. Amen to that. And would you like to give any words of wisdom? Do you have a message to deliver to those that are beginning or struggling in the music industry? Any advice?
I would say, you know, it's cliche, but don't give up on what it is that you're trying to do. I know that sounds cliche. You have to continue to do what you do and don't give up. You know, that's the most important thing. And also surround yourself with people that are positive, that support what you're trying to do. And then also just continue to network, because networking is how you find the right people that can put you in the places where you want to be. And just always be humble and be thankful and appreciative and grateful for the people around you, and thankful for everything that, you know, be thankful and grateful and appreciative. That's, and show it and let people know those things, that you feel grateful and appreciative, and thank people for helping you do and achieve what you're trying to do.
Amen to that. Amen. And thank you for coming on to the show. I'll be seeing you again. Keep making that music. Hopefully one day I'll get to see you perform live. And you have a blessed evening. This is Lady Diva, everyone, signing out. Thank you all for tuning in. You have a
blessed
night.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.